Are you a new or current business owner? Because I'm telling you right now, you are burning money every single year because you keep making these same mistakes. And the worst part of the mistakes is you don't even know that you're making them. So today, I'm going to be talking about the five biggest mistakes that I see new and current business owners make that is costing them thousands of dollars in taxes. So if you want to learn how to stop burning money and put that money back in your pocket, then stay tuned for today's episode. What's up, family? Welcome in to another episode of Tax Free Living, where I'm going to be teaching entrepreneurs just like you how to live tax free. And before we get into the episode, please smash that subscribe button so you can stay tuned when new episodes drop, just like this one. Now, today's episode is important because as much as I love giving you all strategies on how to, or things that you should be doing, today I want to give you a strategy on things that you should stop doing, because like sometimes less is more, okay? So today we're going to be talking about the five mistakes that I've seen over the years small business owners, new business owners make that is costing them thousands of dollars in taxes. So without further ado, let's go to mistake number one. So mistake number one that most business owners make is that they are scared of taxes. Why is this a mistake? Because if you're scared of taxes and you believe that the tax code is set up to take all of your money, then you won't even begin to start learning about the strategies that can actually help you start saving money on taxes. When I was a child, living on the south side of Chicago, we had the scariest basement that I've ever seen in my life. I'm talking about like when you open that basement door, like it sounded like it was wolves howling from the basement. So as a kid, I had a rule that I'm not going down there. And then one day, my father, he said, son, go in the basement and grab some clothes out of the washing machine, out of the dryer. And I'm like, I hear you, pops, but the way the best basement is set up, I'm really good on going down there, right? I don't want to go down there. And he did what any father would do. He picked me up and he dragged me down them stairs. And this whole time, I thought it was wolves howling in our basement, but it wasn't. It was simply that we had one of the windows were cracked. And since I lived in the south side of Chicago, it's very windy in Chicago. So it was simply, the howling was simply the air whistling in and out of the window. So from that moment on, I was like no longer scared to go in the basement. Now, why do I tell you all this story, and what does it have to do with taxes and mistakes for business owners? Well, the moral of the story is we all fear what we do not understand. So the reason that most of you all are scared of taxes is simply because you don't understand how taxes work. So we all have a choice. We can stay ignorant and stay scared, or we could put ourselves in position to get the right information that will change our situation. The second largest mistake that I see biggest business owners make is that most of you all are focused on the wrong tax season. So what do I mean by that? Well, did you know that there is two tax seasons? There is tax paying season, which is January through April. And then there is tax saving season, which is July through December. So most people only focus on taxes during tax paying season. January through April is tax preparation and tax paying season. You prepare your taxes, you see how much you owe, or you see how much they owe you. But the real business owners, the real multimillionaires, they focus on taxes during tax saving season, AKA tax planning season, which is July through December. During this time frame, this is when you want to implement the strategies that are going to make sure you minimize your tax bill, right? This is the time you implement strategies like paying your kids from your business. This is the time you implement strategies like purchasing a rental property and doing a cost check study. This is the time where you look into purchasing a car so you can depreciate that vehicle in your business. And if we take care of business during tax planning season, AKA tax saving season, we don't have to worry about nothing during tax paying season. But what most people do, they skip the tax saving season and they only focus on tax paying season when at that point, it's nothing much that a CPA or a tax strategist can do about it. So focus on taxes during the correct season. Here's mistake number three. One of the biggest mistakes I see business owners make is they do not understand the amount of tax deductions that they're entitled to take in their business. Did you all know that there are over 475 different tax deductions that you can use and utilize in your business every single year? But most people are missing out on 90% of them because they do not understand, right? And I tell people all the time, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is expensive. And it's costing you all tens of thousands of dollars in taxes every single year for not understanding all of the deductions that you're entitled to. IRS tax code section 162A states that if you have a business, all ordinary and necessary expenses are tax deductible to you within your business. So if an expense is both ordinary and necessary to operate your business, you get to take this as the deduction within your business. So again, if I'm using my cell phone to shoot content in my business, or I'm using my cell phone to contact my employees, or I'm using my cell phone to contact my clients, my cell phone now counts as ordinary and necessary for me to operate my business, which means that a portion of my cell phone and my cell phone bill is tax deductible every single month. And this is just one of the 475 other deductions that you can be taking. The next mistake I see business owners make that is costing them thousands of dollars in taxes is not having the proper entity structure for their businesses, okay? Now, I know this can be complicated because we have all these different entity types, LLC, LP, sole proprietor, S corp, C corp. Like, we have all these different type of entities, and it can be very confusing to understand which entity is best for you in your respective level in your business, right? So here's what I need you all to understand, right? LLCs do not help you save money on taxes, okay? LLCs, contrary to what your CPA, your accountant told you, LLCs do not help save money on taxes. That doesn't mean they're not important. LLCs are great for asset protection, which is extremely important, but they do not help you save money on taxes, okay? S-Corps help you save money on taxes, but you wanna make sure that you elect to be taxed as an S-Corp when it makes sense to do so. And from my experience, once your business starts making over $40,000 to $50,000 in net income, then it makes sense to upgrade your LLC to an S corporation. Okay, so just making sure that you have the proper entity structure to maximize your tax savings is huge. And I see so many business owners mess this up and it costs them tens of thousands of dollars in taxes per year. Okay, mistake number five is huge, and that is hiring a tax preparer versus a tax strategist. For those of you all that don't understand, let me tell you the difference. A tax preparer is someone who's gonna take your paperwork, plug it into their tax system, and tell you what the outcome of your tax return is gonna be, okay? All they do is take your paperwork, they put the numbers in the system, and they spit out a tax return. You either owe this much or the IRS owes you this much. That's it. But a tax strategist is gonna meet with you throughout the year to give you the best tax strategies that is relevant to your specific situation, so they can help you maximize your tax savings by leveraging the best tax strategies. So most people, they're like, they come to me and I tell them a tax strategy, or they comment or they DM me and they say, Carter, well, why didn't my accountant tell me about this tax play? Well, it's probably because you don't have a tax strategist is probably because you have a tax preparer, and their job is not to teach you tax strategy. Their job is just to prepare your taxes on time. So this is probably the mistake that costs business owners the most, because they have a negligent person at the wheel, and it's not even the person's fault, because they're expecting somebody to do something which is outside their scope of work. So make sure that in 2024, you're working with a tax strategist and not working with a tax preparer. If you stop making these five mistakes, I promise you, it will put tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and out of the IRS's pocket. So if you enjoyed today's episode, let me know which mistake that you're making and what you're going to do to solve for that mistake. Okay, guys. Other than that, that was another phenomenal episode of Tax Free Living. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I do. Again, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and I'll see you all next time. Peace.